of remarks here. You can see it. This is by bars of iron. They can put it on your legs here. And not only for me, you can see it on a lot of my friends. And here the same.
Ali Abu Den shows wounds he says were inflicted by the Syrian army before his release in 2000 as part of a Syrian diplomatic gesture. Den says he was imprisoned in Syria for 13 years.
I was hanged by this one, okay, until this one was separated.
According to Den and his organization, Lebanese political detainees in Syria, there are approximately 615 Lebanese being illegally detained in Syrian prisons. Most were taken when Syrian forces occupied Lebanon during its civil war. Recently, Yaqub Shamoun returned to Lebanon after 27 years in Syrian jails. He's too scared to give an interview, but his release was seen as a sign of hope for families of the so-called missing. Ghazi Ad runs an organization called Solid, which works on behalf of the families of the missing. The group organizes protests, connects families, and maintains a vigil in front of a United Nations building in Beirut. He says Lebanese politicians have done little to pressure the Syrian government and consider the missing people as deceased.
Shamoun came after 27 years to tell us and to tell those officials that no, what you're saying is not right, it's wrong. I'm still alive after 27 years, and yes, there are people, there are Lebanese who are still in Syrian prisons, and they are still alive.
Families of the missing keep a constant vigil here. Majida Bashasha's brother Ahmed was taken at age 17 while passing through a Syrian checkpoint. He would be 53 now. Bashasha's mother went to Syria 3 times to inquire about him.
They told her, we will not allow you to see him before you pay us money. So they used to take money from her and lie to her. They never showed him to her. She was sick and tired a lot. She went many times, not one time, and she never saw him.
Bashasha stays in the tent every weekend, speaking on behalf of the families. Den says he and 480 ex-prisoners that make up his group believe the conflict inside Syria offers the greatest chance yet for their comrades to be released.
We get a great hope that people will get out of the prison, okay? Assad is he's going. No more space for him.
A law creating a national commission for the victims of enforced disappearance is being drafted by Lebanon's Ministry of Justice. Activists say its establishment would be a quantum leap for the missing. Paige Kolick, VOA News, Beirut.